Well, it was just yesterday that I published the interview with Michael Young, who warned about the fact that the highest risk of extremism or terrorism domestically in the United States comes from radicalized Zionists, not radical Islam. It's the Zionists that are now wanting to bomb America, as they say. They're posting in Hebrew about their desire to nuke DC, to kill Trump, to nuke New York City. There have been calls by Jews for all Jews to evacuate New York City, probably because they know what's coming. Now, if you missed my interview with Michael Young, it's posted on brighteon.com and it's posted elsewhere, links to it across social media. I've also got my channel on Rumble, which is Health Ranger Report, or HR Report on brighteon.com. And Michael Young and I talked about this, how it's very clear that Israel wants to carry out a false flag attack in the United States in order to blame it on Iran, and then to drag America back into the war. And of course, Israel has a long history of doing this. 9/11, for example. Who do you think was the expert in explosives that planted the demolition charges that brought down Building 7 and the Twin Towers? Why were there dancing Israelis celebrating the towers coming down? Why? Because they knew that that would get Bush and the deep state to declare war on all of Israel's enemies in the Middle East, which was at that time called the War on Terror. And that's what America then went into, the War on Terror. And for, what, 20 years, the military-industrial complex celebrated, and the deep state got to run its assassinations and bombings, and, you know, war generals got to pretend like they were the most important people on Earth. And, you know, it's one giant global satanic blood ritual sacrifice of humanity. So they pulled that off. That was Israel's doing because of course, the fact that Zionism is a satanic death cult. And so, of course, they need blood rituals. So they're trying to do it again. And right now, Mint Press News and other organizations are reporting on a story that originally appeared in Tehran Times that said that an Israeli-run false flag was stopped. They were trying to bomb a target somewhere in America, but Iranian officials became aware of it, or maybe it was Iranian spies or something. They warned the U.S. about this, and they were able to stop it. And we don't know any more details than that. We don't know what city was targeted. We don't know what kind of explosives. We don't know how it was stopped. And no doubt this will be completely covered up from this point forward. You won't see the FBI talking about it. The DOJ won't talk about it because, of course, you know, they don't want to have Israel outed for running all kinds of false flag operations like the USS Liberty and many other operations. 9/11 isn't the only one either. So there's going to be a massive cover-up here, but make no mistake. I mean, literally the day that I published my Michael Young interview, which was yesterday, even though I had interviewed him the day before, then yesterday this comes out from Tehran Times. So once again, if you listen to my podcast and special reports, you're always ahead of the mainstream media. You're always ahead. Last Sunday, I reported, for example, just based on my own satellite analysis, I didn't need any experts to tell me that the U.S. bombing campaign did not destroy the Fordo nuclear power facility. And then there were other experts that also chimed in, such as Scott Ritter and many others, and they agree with that assessment. Days later, the New York Times published a leaked or part of a leaked document from the Defense Intelligence Agency that had arrived at the same conclusion. So once again, there, you know, if you were listening to my podcast, you knew days ahead of everybody else that the uranium was not destroyed. Although this comment is not an anti-Trump comment, I actually give Trump credit for what I call the noble lie. This is Trump's ploy to de-escalate the war, to force the bitter pill into the throat of Netanyahu, of forcing Netanyahu to announce victory by Trump claiming that we had completely obliterated Iran's nuclear program. which we didn't. But again, it's a noble lie, so I understand. This was necessary to de-escalate. My point is that if you listen to my podcast, you're going to get all these important events days before the New York Times or days before CNN, days before the Washington Post. And also be aware that if there's any big explosion that happens in the United States, you should be looking at Zionists as the most obvious culprit, even if they look Iranian or they're waving the flag of Iran. I mean, total setup, just like the, what are they called? That group of young men marching around, they're all FBI agents and they wave like Nazi flags from time to time and they always wear masks. What's that called? Like American Front or something? It's an FBI operation. Totally FBI operation. Still FBI, even under Bongino and Patel. And Israel's intelligence services, Mossad and others, they are, I think, arguably the most capable intelligence services on the planet. And they have infiltrated and recruited people of all the important nationalities. If they wanted to run a terror team of, you know, Egyptians, they've got that. Or Jordanians, or Lebanese, or Iraqis, or Iranians, or Chinese, anything. They can run a terror team probably in any major nationality, even Russian, because they've infiltrated all this. They've got the networks, they've got the payoffs, the bribes, the blackmail, the Epstein files, all that stuff. So they can run any team they want. So don't believe mainstream media when the media leaps to the conclusion, oh my God, we've been bombed by Iran. Nope. I mean, I suppose that's possible, but if it's just a little too obvious, a little too in your face, like, remember that one time they had that crazy guy? This is a few years back, and then they, like, they caught him, and then they found his white van, and his van was covered with InfoWars stickers and things like that, and his web browser history was visiting InfoWars. It was obviously a deep state attack on InfoWars. The whole thing was a plant. And Israel is much more sophisticated than the U.S. deep state, so they can set up a very compelling situation that would be reported as a weaponized attack on America by Iran, but in reality is actually Israel attacking America with another USS Liberty, 2025 edition, basically, to blame it on Iran. So watch out, folks. We are now under Zionist attack in America. And on top of that, it was widely reported now that that Zionist guy with the Jew tattoo on his neck went out, stalked, hunted down, crucified, and murdered a Christian pastor because he believed that the Christian pastor was evil for teaching about Christ as the Savior. Because this is what a lot of Jews believe. They think that Christ or people who worship Christ is evil. And this guy had intended to hunt down and crucify and murder something like 10 or 12 Christian pastors. He killed one and then he got caught and now he's confessed all of it in a horrifying video. And, you know, here you go, is Zionist violence against Christians, which makes me wonder why there are so many Christians that still support Zionism, just blindly support it. No, the Zionists want you dead. Okay, do you understand? The Zionists don't care about anybody except themselves, and they don't want a world with Christians in it. They want a world of nothing but Zionists. That's what they're aiming for. So be cautious, everybody. Be prepared. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. Pray for peace, pray for safety, and pray for America. Take care. In light of current world events, we now have available a 195-day food supply of certified organic laboratory-tested food. It's a kit that we have at healthrangerstore.com/food supply. Here it is, 195 days for one adult, this incredible variety here. I'll go through that. It does not contain meat, but it's got many, many other things. You just need to add meat if you're going to eat meat. When you add this to cart, you'll see that during our sale event here, it's actually just $29.95. So there's an additional discount there when you add it to your cart. But what's included in this is we have 4 mega bucket organic gluten-free varieties. We've got the Ranger bucket set. That's the standard Ranger buckets. 3 super seeds and nuts pack, a legumes lovers, actually 6 of those, 5 of the longevity grains, 15 mini bucket organic macaroni and cheese meals, and then 15 of the organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. Again, all of this incredibly honest, clean, simple ingredients. We don't use artificial flavors or colors. We don't use textured vegetable protein. We don't use MSG. We don't use refined sugars. We don't use any kind of garbage, no fillers, nothing. This is real food. Like, look at the macaroni and cheese ingredients. It's real organic cream, real organic cheese, real organic butter, etc. High-end macaroni that's made with amaranth and quinoa, for example, all certified organic, laboratory tested. Our entire product line is really premium, VIP level, long-term storable food for people who want the best of the best, that's the cleanest, that's the most scrutinized, and that's in a rugged polyethylene bucket that's rodent-proof, other than maybe bears or something. It's waterproof, and our food products are packed into these bricks. They are formed, vacuum-packed. Well, we call them bricks, and it means that the food in there, there's no cardboard with it. It's not subject to humidity. It doesn't matter if there's a flood and the bags get wet, as long as they're not broken, then the food inside is fine. So these are perfect for bug out situations, like a bug out vehicle, or a backup food supply in a secondary location, or just use it at home as part of your main food supply, because these are delicious, highly nutritious, certified organic products. So check it out. You can get it all at healthrangerstore.com/food supply. All one word, no space. healthrangerstore.com/food supply. The organic emergency storable food supply, 195 days. That's over 6 months for one adult. Obviously, you know, you can buy more if you want to cover more time or have more people to cover. But take advantage of this while our special sale event lasts. Just click add to cart to see the special sale price. And thank you for your support. We have all of this in stock right now, ready to ship right now. So if it's out of stock, you'll see that on the site. It will say out of stock. Right now, it's in stock. Take advantage of it now, as it looks like war and uncertainty is headed our way. It's good to be prepared. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, founder of healthrangerstore.com.